Considering that higher education went 10 months without any state funding, Senator Donnie Trotter says what lawmakers and the governor just accomplished is huge. A law signed last week sends $600 million to community colleges and universities. But he says,
it wasn't enough.
I talked with Trotter, he's a Chicago Democrat, about what he wants to do about that. He's sponsor of a plan to put another $450 million in universities' collective pockets. It would give every public institution of higher education in Illinois more money, except for Chicago State University. That's because CSU already received a larger share of state funding than the rest. That bipartisan deal gave CSU 60% of the money it's due from the state. The rest of the schools, the other eight public institutions and community colleges, each got only 30% of what they typically receive. Trotter says there's a reason.
One, it was a limited pot of money. It was $600 million. And we wanted to spend the dollars where it did the most good, where the help was needed the most. And as we, without a doubt, know that Chicago State, through years of underfunding and not funding, was in the most critical condition. So we certainly wanted to give them as much of their funding, 2016 funding, as we could, and at the same time find what we thought was an adequate amount of dollars for these universities that didn't express the urgency as much as it was at Chicago State.
Without that last-minute cash infusion, CSU was set to take unprecedented action and shut down at the end of April. It had already canceled its spring break and moved up the deadline for classes and graduation in case it came to that. Even with the money, Chicago State just laid off 300 workers. But CSU's not the only school hurting. Western Illinois University in Macomb and Eastern in Charleston are having an especially hard time and are laying off employees, too.
Have you been getting feedback from university leaders and administrators, students even, saying, hey, what the heck, we want more, this is unfair?
Yeah, well, unfair in the sense that, yes, there were some that said it was unfair, but the thing is we actually felt that we were doing the right thing. But percentages and the actual dollars that were needed is two different things. In the case of University of Illinois, their 30% actually was $178 million. So
more than what went to CSU with 60%.
Right, which was only $20 million. But the thing is those dollars are necessary for the size of that institution and what those dollars pay for. But they certainly needed those revenues.
Here's Trotter's plan. Get all universities and colleges up to that 60% funding mark, same as Chicago State. Where, you ask, would Illinois get the $450 million that had run the government? Basically, by not paying itself back. Previously, Illinois borrowed from state funds earmarked for certain purposes. The law says the state has to put that money back, make the funds whole again. But politicians made that law. They can change it. The idea is free up cash, on paper anyway, for higher ed by letting the state off the hook for paying back those funds. Governor Bruce Rauner has backed that concept, at least in theory, before. And just Tuesday, he reiterated. He says he wants more money for higher ed. His spokeswoman says the governor's open to discussions about an emergency bridge for higher education, as well as for social services that likewise have been waiting since July for state dollars. But she says Rauner's focused on an overall budget deal. If lawmakers do come through with this bridge money, you can't help but wonder.
Could this be it, though, for universities by bringing them to 60% funding? Could that be what ends up being 100% funding for fiscal year 2016, which would, of course, therefore amount to a fairly significant cut?
Could be is always on the table. It doesn't have to be. We still have enough time to find funding so we can fund all of those necessary things that, in our budget that makes our state a good state.
Trotter says either way, the inaction on the budget and the harm that's caused, well, it's a sad state of affairs. I'm Amanda Vinicky.